At dinner, I ate very quickly and left for the villa where the British had their hospital. It was really very large and beautiful, and there were fine trees in the grounds. Miss Barclay was sitting on a bench in the garden. Miss Ferguson was with her. They seemed glad to see me, and in a little while Miss Ferguson excused herself and went away. "I leave you two," she said. "You get along very well without me."
"Don't go, Helen," Miss Barclay said.
"I'd really rather. I must write some letters."
"Good night," I said.
"Good night, Mr. Henry."
"Don't write anything that will bother the censor."
"Don't worry, I only write about what a beautiful place we live in and how brave the Italians are."
"That way you'll be decorated."
"That will be nice. Good night, Catherine."
"I'll see you in a little while," Miss Barclay said. Miss Ferguson walked away in the dark.
"She's nice," I said.
"Oh yes, she's very nice. She's a nurse."
"Aren't you a nurse?"
"Oh no,
I'm something called a VAD.
We work very hard, but no one trusts us."
"Why not?"
"They don't trust us when there's nothing going on.
When there really is work, they trust us."
"And what is the difference?"
"A nurse is like a doctor, takes a long time to be.
A VAD is a shortcut."
"I see."
"The Italians don't want women so near the front.
So we're all on very special behavior. We don't go out."
"I can come here, though."
"Oh, yes, we're not cloistered."
"Let's drop the war."
"It's very hard. There's no place to drop it."
"Let's drop it anyway."
"All right."
We looked at each other in the dark. I thought she was very beautiful, and I took her hand. She let me take it, and I held it and put my arm around under her arm.
"No,"
she said.
I kept my arm where it was.
"Why not?"
"No."
"Yes," I said, "please."
I leaned forward in the dark to kiss her, and there was a sharp, stinging flash. She had slapped my face hard. Her hand had hit my nose and eyes, and tears came in my eyes from the reflex.
"I'm so sorry," she said. I felt I had a certain advantage.
"You were quite right."
"I'm dreadfully sorry," she said. "I just couldn't stand the nurse's evening off aspect of it. I didn't mean to hurt you. I did hurt you, didn't I?"
She was looking at me in the dark. I was angry and yet certain, seeing it all ahead like the moves in a chess game.
"You did exactly right," I said. "I don't mind at all."
Poor man.
"You see, I've been leading a sort of a funny life,
and I never even talk English.
And then you are so very beautiful."
I looked at her.
"You don't need to say a lot of nonsense. I said I was sorry. We do get along."
"Yes," I said, "and we've gotten away from the war."
She laughed. It was the first time I had ever heard her laugh. I watched her face.
"You are sweet," she said.
"No, I'm not."
"Yes, you are a dear. I'd be glad to kiss you if you don't mind."
I looked in her eyes, and I put my arm around her as I had before, and kissed her. I kissed her hard and held her tight and tried to open her lips. They were closed tight. I was still angry, and as I held her suddenly, she shivered. I held her close against me and could feel her heart beating, and her lips opened and her head went back against my hand, and then she was crying on my shoulder.
"Oh, darling," she said, "you will be good to me, won't you?"
What the hell, I thought. I stroked her hair and patted her shoulder. She was crying.
"You will, won't you?"
She looked up at me.
"Because we're going to have a strange life."